Shepherd and a crew, covering all Elite Wrestling, bringing you the news. It's Sunday Night Raw, gonna rock your world. Tune into the podcast, let the chaos unfurl. The energy's electric, the passion's on fire. What's going on, everybody? It's May 25th, 2024. That's right, a special Saturday night edition of the Kicking Out Podcast. And that's because we have Double or Nothing happening tomorrow on May 26th from the place the AEW began, the MGM Grand Garden Arena, I believe it is called. Hard to believe that today actually marks the five-year anniversary of AEW.
Yeah, I know.
And we lost Shep already. What a hot start.
Yeah. Off to a fantastic start. I was just looking to see if he even texted us or anything. I didn't see any lagging from him. It's just he looked up and then was gone. There he is.
We got him. He's back.
I don't know what happened.
He's back. But, yeah, it's hard to believe that AEW's been around 5 years already. Well, like, part of me feels like it's been around for many more than 5 years. A part of me feels like it's been around for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been a lot longer than 2 years. We've had some trials and tribulations. It's been longer than 2 years.
So what would you guys, and I know we're going to focus on tomorrow night's Double or Nothing, and we're doing our picks, confidence points, and one bold prediction each, which we'll talk about here in a bit. But overall, if you guys had to give AEW a letter grade through the first 5 years, what grade are you giving AEW and why?
Paul, you were a longer member of this podcast. I'm gonna give you the ado and go first.
Thanks. honestly, probably a C+, and that's not a bad thing.
I should not have been nice.
Well, I was teetering between B- and C+, and I settled on C+. So reason being, they've had a lot of good things. They've had a lot of bad things. It's a fairly, in my opinion, a fairly average score, because I don't feel like, you know, they're taking over the world. They're not changing the world. But if they stick with what they're doing right now, which is similar to what they did 5 years ago when they started, I could see that letter grade moving up.
Fair. Shep?
You son of a bitch.
I don't even get the son of a buck. I'm just straight son of a bitch. Yeah.
No, I know. It's Saturday night. I've had too many libations in Jimmy Uso's and Cody Rhodes' bust. Yeet! But no, you know what? If I'm going to be optimistic, because I'm an optimistic person, I'm going to go B-.
Are you, though?
Yes, I am. And I'm going to go B-. And the reason I'm going higher than Paul is because of the open-mindedness of AEW. The wrestling matches that we have had on free television that we would have never seen before. The random matches that have no storytelling but turn out to be bangers. I'm going to give these guys a little bit of an edge. Now, there's some negative there, right? But we're not going to talk about negative tonight. But that's how I give them my score. So I'm going to go a little bit above old Paul.
Well, and I'm going to go a little bit above you, Shep. And I'm glad I went last. I'm glad neither of you took my grade. I'm going straight B, 85% B. Straight B. Agree with both of what you guys said. We've had a lot of good. We've had some bad. We've had some wish we could go back in time and change this or that. But overall, through 5 years, I think they've done a good job in giving us an alternative to watch compared to WWE. That's what we were all striving for in 2019. They've done a good job. There's a lot of AEW haters out there. Sorry to tell you, haters, but I think AEW's still going to get a nice TV, new TV contract toward the end of this year. And if that happens, they're going to be around longer than WCW, which is pretty crazy if you think about it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Dynamite's already almost approaching the amount of Dynamites is already almost approaching the amount of Nitros we got. So
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I was going to say, you keep mentioning haters. Is that kind of like a preview at your bold prediction?
No, sir, it's not. So
no. Hey, guys, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, I was getting there. We were getting through some important stuff first.
Okay, sorry.
And now for the most important part of the show, the show that it can't go past 6 minutes without me asking this. What are we drinking?
We got a new debut tonight, boys.
Ooh.
And I just got this in. This is, now, Paul, you might not know this, but Tanner, you should know this. You guys watch any YouTube thing that says Bob Does Sports?
I've seen previews for that stuff on some of the other stuff I watch.
Bob Does Sports. They've had some collaborations with Barstool, with the golf, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You've heard the name Fat Perez.
Yes, yes.
Okay, which, I'm wearing his golf shirt tonight, which Fat Perez is known for doing the Euro step after he makes a birdie putt.
And loves himself some cinnamon rolls, too.
So do I.
They are great.
But anyways, they started a brand. These guys are just some corporate dudes that hated corporate life. They started a brand called Breezy Golf. Yeah, make some great-ass golf attire, by the way. Tag them in this. But they came out with their own tequila drink.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I was able to get a case out of their first drop. I think they did 5,000 cases. I got to get one of the cases, and it's called Have a Day. That's their saying. Like Have a Day. It is a premium tequila Georgia peach drink.
Ooh.
Yeah, Have a Day. So here we go. Official review of Have a Day. Tanner, you can tag these guys because they are social media whores, and I love it. And they love golf. I love golf. I'm wearing their shirt tonight, by the way, Breezy Golf.
Let's have a night.
Yeah. I started earlier than you sons of butches. So anyways, have a day.
Now we're butches.
Butches, bitches. Premium tequila, Georgia peach tequila with sparkling water. Here we go.
I do like peach flavored stuff.
I do too, man. Yeah. I love peach tea. Here we go. Never had one of these. Here we go.
God, I hope it's better than the Woo Energy shit was.
Anything's better than that.
Yeah. That is a very, very light peach flavor. Ooh, yeah. Oh, man. There's no, like, a medicine taste when you do the flavor shit, you know? Oh, my God. There we go.
I miss these reviews, Shep.
They are good. They are entertaining. I don't know. That was a face, but he seems to be enjoying it.
Drink. God, on a hot day on the golf course, on a hot day on the boat, on a hot day sitting on the back of your patio, you gotta have a day. I'm telling you right now, these are fucking amazing.
Does it beat the Nooners? I know that's one of your go-tos, a Nooner on a hot day on the boat.
It's kind of funny you say this. They just had a collab where it was Have a Day guys, our Bob Does Sports guys versus Barstool. You know, Barstool's big.
That's where I found out how much Fat Perez loves cinnamon rolls, because him and Trent were talking about cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, him and Trent. That was the
the foreplay guys.
What were they doing shots of? What's the stupid cinnamon shit? Fireball. Yeah. God dang. How did I know that?
Oh, that my WrestleMania drink.
Yeah, that was the Fireball episode.
Where I was doing like triple shots for every one of your shots.
I've drank like half of this. I've drank like half of this in like two sips.
Well, really good. The burp.
No, what's the rating? What's the rating?
Yeah, scale of 1 to 10.
8.7. 8-7.
I knew you were going to go 8-7. I literally swear to God, I knew he was going to go
8-7. These are going to be I have a case of them. This is the first one I've drank. I have a case of these sons of bitches. So 8-7, definitely going to be in my golf bag for a backup beer. And we'll explain to that later. and then when I actually get to go out on the boat this summer, I could definitely take 5 or 6 of these, sit in the water and drink these. Have a day, Georgia Peach. Have a day, Breezy Golf. Bob Does Sports. Let's fucking go.
What a great start. Great start to the night.
There. I was a little delayed. I just literally clicked off of it. I'm like, well, we're not going to get another F-bomb. And as soon as I pick my hand up off the mouse, you drop it.
Hey, and I'm telling you right now, hey, just throwing it out there. And Paul, you can be involved if you want to be involved. But if we want to do 2v2, Tanner and I will take on Fat Perez and Joey Coldcuts any day of the week on a two v two scramble. Just throwing it out there,
Tanner. I love how you just got involved in that, and you know, yep. I mean, I'll be your caddy.
There we
actually,
go.
And reason I throw Coldcuts out there, and I love Coldcuts, but Bobby Fairways, yeah, that'd be a little unfair. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree.
So Fat Perez, Joey Coldcuts versus Tanner Lee and the Shep, 2v2.
And we'll Paul's on the bag.
Oh, even better. Paul's, you are on the bag. Hell yeah, you're on the bag, Paul.
Yeah, I can't play golf. I don't know how. I can swing. I can hit a ball, but don't ask me to putt.
We'll have some jobs for you, but I'll throw it out there. I'll throw it out there. And listen, I know Bob Does Sports is a golf world. We're a professional wrestling world.
We can have a little collab.
We can collab.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're coming for you, boys.
Oh yeah,
and I like you, and I like your cocktail too, by the way.
Yep.
And I wear your fucking shirt. I'm a fucking mark, so give me a little love, boys.
This is gonna be fun. Fun predictions show tonight.
All right, are we getting right into the predictions?
Yeah, because you know we know not to bother Shep when he's had tequila, and I'm looking to.
This is the first little bit of tequila. I've had other shit to drink today. But this is tequila. Have a day.
I think that belt Tanner has will look nice in this display that I have right here.
Yeah, that son of a bitch is going right. Ooh, there you go.
Keep dreaming, Paul.
Right under. Oh, that, right that, beside Larson.
Yeah. I mean, that son of a bitch is going right in the middle.
Well, I know this.
And it'll be even better when Larson wins the Indianapolis 500 tomorrow. He's starting fifth.
Yes. And so nobody contact Shep tomorrow because he's going to be watching a race, having some drinks, and then watching a pay-per-view and having more drinks.
I might be a little angry tomorrow.
You mean when Larson wins it on like Tuesday because they're not going to finish it tomorrow. They're not going to finish it Monday.
Why are you so negative? You're such a pessimist. Okay. He's going to rain out tomorrow, win the Coca-Cola 600, fly back up, win it on Monday.
There you go. All right.
And then you can eat some crow.
Yeah, all right. All right. So, you boys ready to predict some matches for tomorrow night?
I've been ready.
I've been sitting here for
I was here at like
14 minutes.
Yeah, I was sitting here at like 10:04 ready to go, waiting on you two jack-offs.
I was early.
The champ arrives when the champ wants to arrive, all right?
All right, Roman.
Here we go.
Yeah, so we got 10 matches. So if anybody's tuning in for the first time, how
wait a minute, I thought we had 11.
Well, we're not doing the pre-show match.
12 if you count both pre-show matches.
Yeah, true.
God damn it.
No Thunder Rosa versus Deanna Peraza. That is
I had her in here.
And we're not doing the Gates of Agony versus the Acclaim because
I didn't have that one.
We don't care.
That came out during Collision.
Yeah. Yeah, even though Shep loves to pick his boy Brian Cage.
Really? I've had a really good Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have.
Me too. Really... My pool's filling up right now.
There you go.
Well, there you, I don't have that going on, but my dog didn't shit in the house today, so there we go.
That's a win.
That's a win. That's
I mean, we have different wins, Paul, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm going to show you. I don't know how well it's going to show up here. Oh, of course it's not. A little bit. Here, I'll shut the light off.
What the hell is that thing?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Little light board. This is KOP on it, courtesy of my daughter.
Cool.
Nice.
I like that. I like that. So for anybody who has not tuned into one of our predictions before, pay-per-view predictions, we got 10 matches on the main card tomorrow night that we're going to go over. So our pick that we're the most confident in, the match we're the most confident in, that's our 10-pointer. The one that we're least confident in, that's our 1-pointer. And we threw in a little curveball this time. Each of us are going to make a bold prediction. We'll do that at the very end after we go through all 10 matches. And if that person's bold prediction comes correct, 5 extra bonus points is awarded to that person tomorrow night.
Yeah. I almost threw in 2 because I was feeling really good. I haven't been able to say in a long time, but I feel really good about my predictions tonight.
I do got to say, I'm coming off a perfect card. Shep's coming off just a 1 miss. So we both are pretty strong just at Dynasty.
Miss. Just the 1 miss.
But I would be shocked if I get a perfect card on this one. I feel good about it, but I don't think I'm going to get a perfect card.
I don't feel like I'm going to get a perfect card, but I definitely feel good about my predictions.
I think we're going to agree on a lot of predictions, so it's going to come down to just point values.
I think we might all agree on our bold prediction, too. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe. Well, ooh, or should we? Nah, that maybe wouldn't be fair. I was going to say, should we do it to where each person has to have a different bold prediction? But then I don't know how we determine who goes first.
Well,
champ.
Yeah.
I just wrote mine down, so.
Yep. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. But let's start here. I just got random order. I don't know what the match order is going to be tomorrow. Probably won't be this match, but we're starting off with this one. Anyways, we got the former best friends, Orange Cassidy versus Trent Barretta. Second time these guys have faced. It's supposed to be a straight-up wrestling match this time. Orange did eat the pin on Dynamite in the tag match Wednesday night. We'll start with Paul. Paul, who do you got and for how many points?
Orange Cassidy and for 1 point. This was a match where I felt it could go either way, so I didn't want to give a whole lot of points to it because, you know, last time I did that, it screwed me. Kind of like Shep in his women's matches, but
for the learning tree.
Yeah, that got both of us last time. But shut up! Nobody cares. Trying to explain why I picked Orange Cassidy here, okay? But I feel that they're gonna do more with Trent. So
okay. Ship?
No, if you say they're going to do more with Trent, then why'd you pick Orange?
Because they're going to give him a reason to get even more fired up. Like, he still, one-on-one, can't get that win over Orange. It's going to fuel the fire.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I have Trent Barretta for 7.
Ooh.
He's on a push. He's on a push right now, boys.
He is on a push. Andrea, here on YouTube, we ready for Double or Nothing? Absolutely. That's what we're doing here tonight. We're making predictions. Can't wait. I got Trent Barretta for 2. So I think this Callis stuff with Orange Cassidy is weird. I think I can see Callis getting Trent to side with him. Or Callis gets involved somehow.
I got more thoughts down the road here, okay?
Okay.
Majin's got
Orange for 5.
So. Majin's got my back.
Typical Canadian fan.
You're an honorary Canadian, Paul.
I will take that.
All right. Next up, we have the Trios title match. So we have the Bang Bang Gang versus Death Triangle. Ship, start us off this time.
I got the Bang Bang Gang for 11.
But we're only going 10. Up
10.
Sorry, 10. Never mind. I had to change my shit. Yeah, bang bang for 10.
Wow.
Paul?
I went the Bang Bang Gang as well. But I went for 2.
2. Well, we're 3 for 3 on this pick. I went the Bang Bang Gang for 4. Pretty sure they're going to win it. I kind of wish they would lose them. Even though I know Death Triangle would be 2-time trios champs, I want Jay White to do his own thing.
Too soon, though.
Yeah.
Too soon with those with all 3 belts they got.
Yeah.
Which they only have 2. The
same. Well, Jay White, he's 3. Carrying around 3.
They are carrying around 3, but if you look, it's the ROH titles.
Correct.
The Acclaim's trios titles. Correct. And then the normal looking trios.
Correct.
So how many is that, Paul?
Oh, well, it's 3.
Okay. They're carrying around 3 titles.
They're carrying around 3, but they only have 2.
They should just have 1. It's dumb.
Exactly.
But yeah.
But it's the Bang Bang Gang, and they're going to make the most out of this.
They are literally, that is how it's not listed on the website as Bullet Club Gold anymore. It is the Bang Bang Gang.
Yes.
That was on the AEW website. So there we go. All right. Next up for the World Championship, we got Triple Threat. We got the Learning Tree, Chris Jericho. We got Hook and we got Shibata.
Oh, can we skip this one?
Nope. Because this could be an important one.
Tanner, you're the only one who hasn't gone first yet.
I am taking the Learning Tree, Chris Jericho, for 7 confident points.
Wow.
God bless it.
Holy shit.
You
thanks, guys.
Sneaky little son of a.
Thanks, guys. I got to admit, I've got to admit, I don't really care for that Hooks in this program. I'm starting to get a little on board with the Learning Tree. It's pretty entertaining, I think. The more he leans into it, I'm getting a little entertained by it.
It's not.
Okay. I'm getting a little entertained by
sorry,
it.
Sorry.
This is AEW's version of The List, in my opinion.
I mean, Jericho's proven why he's one of the greats. He's reinventing himself yet again, and it's starting to kind of work.
Okay, Paul, hold on. Can we fast forward. Let's rewind about 6-7 weeks about how Tanner is just fucking dogging Jericho.
Well, I was.
Saying he needs to go fucking back to Florida and learn his shit and then take a break and come back.
I was.
And then here we go, 5 weeks down the road, Tanner's just all over Jericho saying he's the greatest thing since fucking sliced bread. Come on.
He's a mark.
Okay.
I'm not even that big a Jericho fan, but
he's
entertaining.
No, but you're a mark.
He's had a week and a half with fucking Big Bill, and you think he's entertaining? Come on.
Big Bill, he's going to help him get this win. Oh, I'm going 7. Learning Tree for 7.
You know what? I hope that one bites your ass. I hope you have a perfect card until that one.
That only happens to you, Chef.
I know. Thanks.
He's going to hate me here in about 30 seconds when I give my prediction.
Go ahead, Paul.
The Learning Tree for 7. That's why I said, you son of a, because you took the exact pick for the exact same points.
And you know, I was doing these picks last night.
You know what? I hope. I hope this one bites you guys in the ass.
I was doing these picks last night, and then I revised them earlier today. My first draft, I had the Learning Tree for 10.
Oh.
But I scaled it back a little bit.
I would never go that high.
I hope this bites you in the ass. I have Hook for 4.
Now, okay, Shep.
Okay. You know what? I hope this one takes that title off that little bastard shoulder and puts it on mine. I hope it is.
I hope so too. But here's the thing, Shep. This is where my thought process went on this.
Okay, I'm open-minded. I'd love to hear it.
Hook's contract's up in 6 days.
Okay.
He's already talked about going other places.
You know
what? Not necessarily Connecticut, but unless he were thinking of going somewhere that would work with AEW, they're not going to let him have a belt that's showcased on AEW, even though AEW doesn't count it as one of their titles.
Okay.
That is the only reason I went Jericho over Hook in Shibata. No offense to Shibata.
Hold on. Has a professional wrestler ever took to social media to fool us?
Yeah.
Okay. So why wouldn't this guy say, my contract's coming up. I'd love to explore my options.
Where'd you see that, Paul?
I thought you guys told me that.
I knew it's coming up sometime this year.
But I didn't know it was in 6 days. Yeah, I didn't know it was in 6 days.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was the end of May.
I knew it was coming up soon.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I was just curious where you saw that.
Yeah, Pacers are going to lose.
And don't believe Tanner and I, Paul.
Yeah, we're just fans like you. So
you guys know more about the dirt sheets than I do. So when you talk about dirt sheets, I believe you.
I love dirt sheets.
I don't follow them. I don't follow the dirt sheets.
It's so good when you have your cup of coffee in the morning, you're sitting at your office desk and you just read some dirt sheets.
Yeah.
And there's so many, and they're so different.
Oh yeah.
So
some
good.
Are absolute trash, some are really good. I did hear
Are you talking about dirt sheets or strippers?
Pick your poison. Pick your poison, because it goes both ways.
It goes both ways. You can have some really good ones, or you can have some.
That's the truth.
All right, sorry. I don't know. I had to bring that. I know.
What one thing I did read on Fightful, it's kind of messed up, is I guess Jericho customized this belt without Taz's permission or anybody's permission. Really. So he put like that nameplate he has on there to learn to curse Jericho. He didn't pass that by Taz, and they don't make replica titles of this. This is the same title that was in ECW.
So. Ooh. That better be a sticker then.
Yeah.
Jericho kind of does whatever he wants.
I can't find it. It just says later this year, so okay. I don't know. I thought one of you two said end of May.
Okay. There's a lot of potential contracts coming up. So, up next, Paul's favorite Kaima match. It's the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship Eliminator match. We've got the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion John Moxley facing Konosuke Takeshita.
Is it am I first?
Sure.
Oh, were you waiting on me to say something?
I was. I was just gonna go ahead and go with it. Okay. You guys know how big of a fan I am of Mox. Mm-hmm. But you know how big of a fan I am of Takeshita, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for the last 2 weeks they've been calling this Eliminator match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not a title match, an Eliminator match. I have Takeshita for 3 points.
Paul, you want me to go next?
Sure.
I got Takeshita for 3 points. Exact same reason, Shep. Why would they put the Eliminator on this instead of just the title match? You got Forbidden Door next month. I know Mox is going to go against Evil coming up soon, but if Takeshita wins this, he gets a future title shot. Doesn't he have to be against Mox necessarily?
Yeah.
Yeah, makes too much sense. And the Callis family can always get involved too.
So much outside interference.
Yep.
All right. This is the match that could possibly screw me. I went Moxley for 9.
Whoa! Holy shit.
Look at the 5 years that AEW has been around. The challenger in an eliminator match has never won. Never.
But has it ever been on a pay-per-view?
No, it's a Dynamite thing. Rampage, okay. Collision. But you don't put an eliminator match on a pay-per-view.
But this isn't Dynamite.
I don't care. You don't put an eliminator match on a freaking pay-per-view. This makes the title look bad.
Yeah. I disagree with you.
Okay.
No, that's that.
This is the one that's going to make or break the title.
Hold on, that's an offensive foul, by the way.
Yeah, anyways. Paul, if you get that right, you're probably the title's probably going on with you. But yeah. If you get that wrong, that's a big heavy hitter to miss. So.
Yeah, in case you're right in the old.
But, hey, sometimes you got to take chances. So.
I'm just going with history, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm the unwise man, Paul 318. I'm just here to be wrong.
Good point.
Okay, Paul.
Had to bring that up in.
Buy today at kickingoutshop.com.
Yes, I had to bring that up the eve of the King of the Ring, or King and Queen of the Ring.
Yes.
That happened like at 1 this afternoon, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fairly disappointing pay-per-view, in my opinion.
I am shocked. Not shocked, because I'm surprised they had Gunther go over Orton. I thought Orton and Cody made so much sense for SummerSlam.
It did.
What do I know?
It did. It's the man who made the name for Cody that wasn't his dad.
And I thought
Cody went over Logan, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm Cody Rhodes, bitch. That's what he said before he hit the crossroads at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Becky Lynch lost the title to Liv Morgan, and her contract's coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I saw that, but you got to remember, Becky also told Ariel Helwani that she's only ever working for WWE.
Yeah, she just gets WWE. Time off, I think. A couple months off, then. I'd be shocked.
I think the plan was always for Liv to pick up the title here. Rhea being injured just fumbled that up a little bit more, and then they got this little thing of
dominance between who owned Dom. Rhea or Liv. So they got that going on, which obviously Dom's hurt, so if you want to keep it involved, this is probably not a bad gig, right?
Smart. So all right, let's get back to Double or Nothing. Enough.
Yeah. Jesus.
Enough.
How the hell did we go down this road?
Paul's fault.
Paul, come on.
I brought up Paul 318, and I said that worked on the eve of King and Queen of the Ring because Austin 316 was born at King of the Ring.
All right. Maybe Tanner Storts.
Austin 316 says, I'll whoop your ass. Anyway, sorry.
The AEW women's titles on the line. Timeless Toni Storm defending against Serena Deeb.
I'll go first.
Sure. Alrighty.
For 5 points. Serena Deeb.
Wow. Man. Wow. What's your reasoning?
They made too big of a fuss over Tony winning it the last time, winning her last pay-per-view match. Well, this is the first time she successfully defended it 4 times, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I just...
Okay.
Serena Deeb makes sense to be champion.
Okay. Shep?
I have Toni Storm 9. Yeah. Nice.
Paul, what was your point total on that again? Serena,
5.
I have Toni Storm for 8. I just don't think this is the time and place for her to lose that title yet.
No. I think she has way too much shit behind her.
I think some women that have been on a shelf should be coming back, hopefully, relatively soon. Maybe then. Maybe then title changes. Maybe.
We'll see.
We will see. Next on the card, we have the barbed wire steel cage match for the TNT title. Adam Copeland defending against House of Black's Malakai Black. This was a tough one for Tanner to predict. Yeah, I'll go first.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cope's promo tonight flipped my pick on this match.
Really?
I'm going Adam Copeland for 1.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus. This is the, you know what? This is way but this prediction is way better than the last one where you and I got everything that right and except I missed one, right? Because we're going to be all over the board on this one. All over the board. I have Malachi Black for 8.
What's your reasoning?
Son of a bitch.
I'm guessing Paul does too.
Here's my reasoning. Nothing against Adam Copeland. But it's time to push Malachi Black. It's time. He's deserved it for a long, long time. And I can think of Adam Copeland coming into this company, picking a guy to put over, and this guy is one of the badass dudes to put over. So after last week with the blood and the brood shit, yeah, Malachi Black deserves to go over. He deserves to have this championship. Adam Copeland can rebound, okay?
True.
He can have some other shit going on. This is perfect for the House of Black.
But could Cope go over and could Buddy and Brody end up siding with Copeland? Copeland, new leader at House of Black. Could this be a farewell for Malachi? Could his contract be coming up? There's a lot of rumors going around about Tony potentially not picking up his option. So
the House of Blood, as Cope referred to it. Now, okay. All right. Now, Shep, you and I picked Black for 8. I have different reasoning than you do. And
okay,
Tanner, I took tonight's promo into account. That's why I wanted everybody to watch that promo. I don't think Shep made it to it, but at least you did, and it caused you to flip your pick. It almost caused me to, but I took into account that the whole contract situation with Malachi. Okay, if Malachi wins, Cope takes the knee, joins House of Black.
Right.
House of Blood, if not, possibly. Well, they need somebody to run the House of Black when and if Malachi leaves. So you already said it. We know Copeland has a bad habit of starting a faction that turns on him. So let him join a faction that will let him be that dark side that we saw in that promo tonight. And then when Malachi leaves, or the three of them could turn on Malachi, the reverse of what Cope's used to, turning on the leader and form the House of Blood. But I want to see what House of Black can do with 4 male members. That's what I've wanted since day one. This is the first time this has really been a, if I win, you take a knee and you join the house. This is the time. This is Malachi's time.
You both bring up pretty good points.
And
absolutely.
If his contract's coming up, all right, who's going to want to pick him up when he didn't win a single singles championship in his time in this company?
Trips. He's one of Trips' boys.
Well,
he is.
He is. And an old man that we don't speak of is not there anymore. So
yeah, well, if he goes back, Buddy's following so he can continue to lay on his pillows.
Well, yeah.
On a beach somewhere.
Hey, you're a little jealous there, Paul.
No, really.
Malachi's wife's there too, so.
I mean, all right. Mommy, yeah, absolutely. But there's somebody who's had my heart a lot longer than she has.
Interesting.
And that's
point,
your new women's champion.
Majin brings up a House of Blood. He brings in Gangrel too for reasons. I did see on Twitter Gangrel was supposed to, he was advertised to wrestle over in Germany tomorrow. He's been pulled.
Okay. This is the same thing that they did when Edge was going up against Balor?
Yeah. But for Judgment Day? Gangrel wasn't in it.
No, but
they tried. They tried.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not my super prediction. If that tells you guys right. anything.
Not mine either, but it wouldn't shock me. And maybe Cope finally gets to run, you know, have a little dark side run because they squashed it so quick in WWE. Plans change in a month. So,
Yep.
That's another interesting prediction because that could bite me. That could bite me. Let's go with the international championship. I think this is going to be the match of the night as far as in-ring goes.
Oh, yeah.
Against Bruv, Will Ospreay. We got Gusher the other night on Dynamite. Ooh,
yeah.
He was bleeding buckets.
Bruv.
I'm assuming we're all three going Bruv here.
Is it just me? But I just love the way the guy talks.
Yeah.
And so there's a word that he uses a lot in podcasts that we can't use in America.
That C word.
Yeah. And like, if you listen to a podcast and he says it, it's just like, we all chuckle, right? Little jumps.
Yep.
Because he has no ill intent, I should say.
Yes.
Like if you say it in America, right? You can't say that in America.
We went down that rabbit hole last week.
Did we talk about this? Yeah.
Yeah. You shared your story.
I know. I listened to it. Yeah. The old fucking Australian race car driver.
Yep.
Well, I listened to another podcast of him this week and he brought it up again. So.
Pacers going to lose. That one with the 1 second.
Are you shitting me?
No, 112, 111.
We have no Halliburton.
That's Sweep City, man.
Fuck off.
They played the worst last 30 seconds of basketball I've ever seen on Monday. They deserve to lose. That was terrible on Monday.
On Monday, yes. That was bad. I don't know why you're yelling. I don't know why you're yelling about tonight.
I'm yelling about Monday because I said the president's for a whole series. So
we got a little review going on.
Yeah, those reviews in the NBA are dumb. But
yeah, the NBA is fucking stupid. But
it is stupid. So we all three got Ospreay becoming a new champion. But what are the points?
I got 6.
I got a lot.
Well, that doesn't help us.
I got 9. I'm trying to do I had 11 guys or 11 matches. And we had
I got them. 9 as well.
So I got 9. Paul?
I got 6.
Okay.
I said that like right off the bat.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
My little screen's all screwed up.
The only reason I don't have this as a 10-pointer is eventually this Don Callis family stuff's got to come to head with Ospreay. And the Kingdom's involvement, too.
The Kingdom's got to do something, right?
Yeah.
If they lose this title, what purpose does the Kingdom have?
Nothing until Adam Cole comes back.
Is that your prediction, Tanner?
I will share my prediction at the end of the predicting matches.
I've got a lot to say, and I will say I went ahead and wrote down my second bold prediction because if somebody has the same bold prediction as me, I am going with the second one.
Okay.
And I like the little you know what I'd like to see in the future. I'd like to see Ospreay against Wardlow. I know, Shep, you don't like the big guys versus small guys match, but yeah. I think that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. I think Ospreay could definitely hold his own against any big guy in the company.
And Wardlow's damn athletic for his size.
Yes, he is. It could be.
I know Majin liked that one. I know he'd like that one.
Yes.
Yeah, Kingdom is our ROH tag champs, but.
But that's it. But I got thoughts. At the end.
Up next, we got 3 main events tomorrow night. One of them being a ladies' match for the TBS Championship. Willow Nightingale defending against Mercedes Moné, making her AEW in-ring debut.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm interested to see your guys' picks because I feel like you've been kind of close to saying it the last few weeks on the podcast, so I'm interested to see what you guys got on this one.
I have Mercedes for two.
Shep goes Mercedes for two.
Okay. I was trying to make it look like it froze with me doing a smile there, but I forgot the fans in the shot, so, you know, that doesn't help.
Paul?
Willow Nightingale for four.
All right.
Yeah.
I got Mercedes for six. Kind of sucks for Willow to be in this position. I just don't see there's any, and the crowd might not like it, I just don't see there's any way Mercedes loses her first match in AEW.
And again, I only went 4 points on this due to thoughts that I'll reveal at the end.
Huh. Sounds like a bold prediction.
Maybe. Huh. It depends. Because I can't have two, can I? Can I have two?
No.
Well,
so obviously, no.
That gives me two chances to be wrong.
Or two chances to be right and make up for Moxley losing for 9 points.
Yes.
So, okay. All right. Two more matches here. Next up, we got the AEW World Championship. Swerve Strickland defending against Christian Cage. I'll lead us off here. I got Swerve for 10.
I have Swerve for 8. That's all I got left.
Tanner, I am literally right there with you, which is why I really hope Moxley wins, because I got Swerve for 10. That was the easiest pick of this card.
What'd you have, Paul? I'm sorry, my internet cut out there.
I noticed that. Same as you. Swerve for 10.
Yeah, it's not time. Not even close to be time for Swerve to drop that title.
Nope.
So, Christian's just a plug. He's a plug feud right now for something bigger. Ma just said, thoughts on Mercedes' comments, by the way. I'm assuming she's talking about the comments as far as AEW versus WWE, which you kind of said it just lives online, pretty much. We've heard a lot of people say that. Mm. So, or are you talking about Maj and her calling herself the greatest female wrestler of all time? Because that one, I don't think so.
Mm.
But.
Mm.
All right. And then lastly, we got Anarchy in the arena. We got the Elite. We got the Young Bucks. We got Jack Perry. We got Okada versus Team AEW made up of FTR, Darby Allin, who's not human, and Bryan Danielson. This match is going to be fun.
So we've got the Elite taking on Fuck the Revival, a dead guy, and a recycler.
The guy's been hit Darby's by half a bus. Dead.
That face paint that Darby wears now makes so much more sense than when he first started wrestling.
No, I agree with you, Majin. I don't have her in my top five either.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I will say I would pick Nia Jax over Mercedes Moné.
Man, you are showing your WWE fan of the night, Paul. She wins Queen of the Ring, and you're like, yeah.
No, I can't stand Nia Jax. I think she's worthless. Her, Bianca Belair, they could disappear, and I would be happy as anything because those two suck in the ring, and I would still rather watch those two in a match than Mercedes Moné. I don't like her. I never have. Fuck her.
Wow. Wow, that was aggressive.
Being Snoop's cousin or niece elite, or whatever
Is that the right signal for the Elite?
It can be if you want it to be.
No, that's something else, Shep. Okay. I think they call that the Shocker.
It's still the same thing, right?
Shockmaster.
No.
I'm not the Shockmaster.
It's your first three fingers.
I get it, Paul. I'm being a smart ass. Sorry.
Paul, your son still hasn't learned.
Logan.
He does not like DDPs. What's the last match we're talking about here?
Anarchy in the Arena.
The
Elite versus Team AEW.
Team AEW for 1 point.
You just can't pick against FTR, can you?
Nope.
I am Team AEW as well for 3 points.
Wow. I thought I had a little bit of a chance there.
I'm the Elite for 5. This is one of the best angles they've had in a while. They got to keep this going for a while. If you have Team AEW win, Angle's dead after a month.
Like, nah.
Nah, you got FTR versus AEW or the Bucks. So.
Yeah.
Darby's eating the pen. We ate a bus. It's time for him to eat the pen.
Well, I mean, literally, if you look at who they had in the back pen, Darby got hit by us, but the only other guy was Sammy. Sammy would not fit in this at all.
No.
So, and he's still in deep shit, so.
Well, the rumor has it he's not anymore.
Is he on TV, Paul?
Not yet.
He's helping his wife train. He's watching the baby so the wife can train.
Oh, he and Hager are definitely going to be under the learning tree.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They can't keep Sammy away from Jericho. Nope. Sammy will come back and he'll join the learning tree. Garcia would have been good to add in here, too, over Darby. But I understand why they did it, Darby being one of the former pillars.
I don't understand what your son's saying here.
He's
Darby's picking, all in.
Darby is all in.
They said, wait, we're on pay-per-view.
Ha, 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 ha.
Is he making a joke?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Logan, respect your EVPs. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Shep's been frozen.
Yeah.
And look at that face. Take a screenshot, Paul, please.
Oh, I am so doing this. Let's hope it stays while I get this brought up.
That is a fantastic screen. Oh!
Damn it.
I can still go back and get a screenshot later.
You're going to have to. And that's going to have to be the new KOP banner for socials.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now we got to wait for him to come back to make our bold prediction.
Just crop out the Coles portion of it. We don't, no free advertisements.
Yeah. I'll delete the whole background.
So. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we got to wait for Shep.
Well, while we're waiting on Shep, unless he texts us, I've got to say, it's weird. This is a podcast, one of the first podcasts in a while that you haven't had something rolling behind you.
I know. I was like, this is all about AEW tonight. We weren't supposed to go down any WWE rabbit hole. So I'm like, I don't want anything back there. No, I didn't help the case. And then I'm like, I could try to get like the original Double or Nothing up there, but on like YouTube or something. And I was not trying to go down the Bleacher Report rabbit hole because that wasn't going to end well. So yeah, just nothing behind me tonight. So he'll be back. Be back next week.
I do know that some of the replays seem to work better than the live events for Bleacher Report, but
I would hope so. I'm doing YouTube again tomorrow. That did me well in Dynasty, so
I haven't purchased it yet, so I'll probably join you on YouTube.
Yep. So I haven't purchased it yet either. I'll do it tomorrow. So.
But while we're waiting on Shep, should we you texted an announcement to us earlier this week? Should we break it on the pay-per-view? Or on the podcast? Wow, the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah.
Let's fly out to Vegas and break the news.
Yeah. Cheap airline ticket this weekend,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear it's like $20.
Oh, yeah. Times a lot.
Yeah.
Mod just said, I still have my Hangman theory to say, too. Drop it, Majin. Drop it. Yes. So, big announcement for next week on June 2nd. On the pod, we are having Lugo and JPJ of Between Two Beards join us next Sunday, June 2nd. So there will be five of us on the pod next week to
holy shit.
One will be right there and the other will be on the other side of Shep. So Shep's between two beards.
You better believe it.
There's not gonna be any rabbit holes, is there?
No.
Not at all. Not at all. Yeah.
Are we rolling early for that one or same time?
8:30. All right. So it's we'll have a lot to talk about. They're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah.
So, okay. Two beards, right? One podcast. Is that what
Between two beards is their show.
Between two beards. Okay.
Between two beards. Yeah.
Between two beards.
Yeah.
So it's not both, two beards, one podcast. That's two. That's something else.
I want to throw up.
Blue waffle.
Oh, Paul. Why?
And then why I muted myself so you couldn't hear me.
Why would say? Anyways. All right. So we got Pluggo and
JPJ. Fuggo.
JPJ. JPJ. JPJ.
Hey, Pluggo was saying on Facebook that you should get extra bonus points for tomorrow if you could tell us where he's from.
Pluggo's from South Bend.
Wow, you actually remembered.
Fuck yeah, I remember. Jesus. I got bonus points. Hell yeah. That's two bonus points on these picks right here. Right here. See this picks?
If he gets two bonus points, I get my second bold prediction.
They're on the blender Magic Bullet. My wife bought a Magic Bullet.
You know, I find it sad, boys, that you guys are.
Hey, by the way, my wife bought a Magic Bullet. I could take it. I could take a couple different ways, just to let you know. Unfortunately, hopefully it's my positive my way.
That is a rabbit hole.
Oh, no shit. Anyways, my picks are made on the back of this Magic Bullet. So
your wife's going to go get the instruction manual for that tomorrow and be like, what in the hell happened?
My wife is not a fan. So, anyways.
I just laugh how you guys are scratching, clawing, and pleading for, oh, my extra prediction. Oh, my extra bonus points. Because you know you can't beat me straight up. I've had this thing just
all right, long. Roman. Oh, calm your tits.
Paul's on one tonight. I like it. I'm here for it.
I like it. I mean,
I'm here for it.
I think look, a little aggressive.
Look, if I don't join or if I don't win tomorrow night, Heel Paul will be joining the podcast next week.
Oh boy.
Oh, with our special guests.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I will become the heel of this podcast. I'll be nice to the guests, but because I like Pluggo.
So we got Heel Paul, and we got Pluggo and Fluggo, and you're going to be a dick? That's not nice. You shouldn't do that.
I'll be nice to our guests.
Oh. Our guests. Do our guests really know what the hell they're getting themselves into?
I don't think so.
Nope. Pluggo might, because he watches frequently enough, but...
Hold
JPG
on.
JPG is so going to be shocked. JPG, excuse me.
Do I have a golf? Do I have a golf tournament next time?
I was trying to make him part of Crime Time.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Shep.
I do have a golf tournament next time.
Oh, man. I feel bad.
I mean, that's not very nice.
Hey, is it copyrighted if we play Crime Time to kick off the podcast?
Probably.
Fuck, I do. June 2nd, I do have a golf tournament.
Yeah, but it's at night. It's 8:30 at night, the podcast.
I know. We're saying he's going to be drinking at 8 a.m.
I start at 9. No, shut up, Paul. I start at 9.
Okay. He tees off at 9, and then at 9 and 30 seconds, he takes his first drink.
No, I usually have a Bloody Mary before I leave the house.
8:30.
Yeah. But, okay. No, you know what? I'm excited. I'm super pumped that Tanner had these guys on here. I hope we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great fucking time.
It's going to be a great time.
It is going to be a great time.
Majin says he has a feeling Heyman comes back during the show tomorrow night, starts team with the good guys, Bucks getting his head, more and more, turns heel.
Mm.
Ooh.
I like your bold prediction.
So the Elite add a fifth member tomorrow.
So have we done our bold predictions yet?
No, we were waiting on you, and then we started making the announcement.
Because my internet sucks. Sorry.
Mine has two tonight, so it must be some in the air.
I'm doing good.
I don't know.
Paul, we're on the same damn internet.
I know. I've got the high speeds, like the 1 terabyte speeds, though.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I pay a lot of money each month to have really fast internet.
I don't do that. I'm on the common man internet. So.
Oh yeah. Well, I've got 5 people in my house. We all have smart TVs, cell phones, laptops.
Okay. You need that.
Yeah.
My kids are a little younger than yours, and
a little bit.
They're already in bed. So.
Mine are watching.
Bold predictions.
Bold predictions.
I'm going last.
So does the champ get to go first?
Champ gets to go first.
Sure. All right. Chris Statlander costs Willow Nightingale the TBS championship.
This is why I'm going last.
What? So you can change your prediction?
That was my second bold prediction.
I knew it was when you teased it earlier. I was going with it anyway, so.
Yeah. I could. That is one way I could see. That's why I only went 1 point with Orange. I could see if they do Willow first, although that's one of the 3 main events. Yeah, so, yeah. But.
Well, and I feel like they're not going to do that during the Orange match because now this Callis thing going on, it's kind of trumps Statlander's involvement. So.
But again, I forgot Willow was one of the main events. Yeah. So I'm like, if they do that first and she turns, then she could join Trent. And then they would pick up the victory.
True. Shep. All right, Shep.
Man, I'm going far-fetched. We see Britt Baker on the telecast tomorrow night.
So she returns.
We see her on the telecast tomorrow night. Okay.
So if she doesn't do anything but show up, Shep wants his 5 points.
If she shows up in the backstage at the last minute, if she makes an appearance.
Yeah, I'm calling it a return because if she makes an appearance tomorrow night, that's a return. Anyway, Shep.
Yep.
Yep. That doesn't mean, Shep, you can be watching and see the back of somebody's head that's built like Britt and go, oh, there's Britt. Give me my 5 points.
I mean, that's aggressive, Paul, but I like where you're thinking.
All right. Well, I guess it's me now. And I'll go with my first bold prediction. I could have gone Baker as well. So I like both of those. But with some news here recently, and again, I don't pay for anything like Tanner does, so he probably knows a little bit more than I do. But what does the Kingdom do if Roddy drops that belt tomorrow night? Well, they all have a feud with the returning MJF.
God, that was my second second one right there. Yeah. It was on here.
I had both of yours. I had both of them in my mind, but
I had MJF MJF return right there.
I can see MJF returning. If not tomorrow night, it's got to be at Forbidden Door in Long Island, I would think.
Yeah.
Britt Baker returning after the women's world title match would make sense, I think. I do know I read on the dirt sheets, so if nobody wants
to. Oh, see?
Spoiled. Way, Paul, I don't care. I'm spoiling it for you. They did say, this guy might not even show up, but Juice Robinson is on location.
Okay. That was another one.
He's healthy?
I don't know. It was just reported he is out there. So.
And see, that's kind of like my thing. I know based off of what I read, MJF is getting close to being cleared. So I was like, all right, it would make perfect sense. He doesn't have to wrestle. He doesn't have to do anything. He just shows up after the international match or during it, his music hits, and that's what cost Roderick the match.
Another one I like, but I have I had nowhere to put this. I don't see where they would come. Motor City Machine Guns making their debut. I just don't see where that fits, though.
In the buy-in, is it a six-man? The Acclaimed with Daddy Ass?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
So it's all trios, so that wouldn't make any sense.
There's no tag match, so.
No. Unless they, you know, unless the Kingdom joins Roddy at ringside and they jump to take out the Kingdom.
Well, I got to think Adam Cole's getting close, too, because he's tweeted a lot of stuff lately that kind of makes you think he's getting close.
And he can walk again. It's a miracle.
Yes, it is a miracle.
But, I think MJF showing up saying, haha, I'm back. That's all you need from him. Mm-hmm. His music hits. He walks out, looks at Roddy. 1, 2, 3, get that little bit of an evil laugh, and then he turns around and walks back.
Yeah, I think it's coming soon. If it's not tomorrow night, which it wouldn't shock me at all if it is. If it's not tomorrow, it's soon.
And another reason is because it's Double or Nothing.
Right.
This is the pay-per-view that made MJF.
Yep.
Because he can say it was all in. Or all out, all he wants. No, all in. All in was the Cody Bucks pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
He can say it was Cody giving him a shot there that made him, but Double or Nothing truly made MJF, solidified him in AEW, made him a household name.
Yep. You're not wrong.
It's his pay-per-view, so to speak.
My final question for you guys before we wrap this up. We were talking earlier, this 5-year anniversary of AEW's actually today with the inaugural Double or Nothing. So now we have up to 9 pay-per-views this year for AEW. What is your guys' favorite pay-per-view every year to watch that AEW puts on?
Oh, man.
Because they usually always deliver, but is there like one that you, when it comes, you're always like, all right, this is the one I get more pumped for.
So Wembley was really badass last year.
Right.
But overall, I'm a big Forbidden Door guy.
I knew you were going there because the New Japan crossover, it's pretty good stuff.
All right. I can get behind Forbidden Door.
I don't think your son likes that, Paul, because I put that question on the socials and I don't.
Yeah.
I think he said he liked them all except Forbidden Door, I think.
I think so, yeah. And that's probably because I think that's where we lost a title or something. I don't remember. Mm. I don't remember where I lost my last championship at, okay?
It's been so long.
It was in November or October or September or 2022. I don't know, okay?
Sound like freaking Mankind.
A little bit.
I can't do that voice long enough to get a Mankind impression. Sorry, you're not getting a short out of me this week. But like it or not, I'm going, call me a mark if you want to, Shep. I'm going Double or Nothing.
You mark.
Yeah. It's delivered every year. The fans in Vegas suck.
Yes.
I've said that for 5 years. Well, this will be the 5th year, but
I hope they're good tomorrow night.
Oh, I hope so. But
if not, they need to move it to Atlantic City or something. Keep the name.
Yeah. Atlantic City. But here's my question for you, Tanner. We've noticed that if Connecticut runs in the same town as AEW, it's somewhere different.
Yep.
Connecticut's coming to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, Legion Stadium where the Raiders play.
Yeah. Now, mind you, it's somewhere different. But do you think AEW uses this as a reason to get out of Vegas?
They could.
Because not only are they doing the Raiders Stadium, but NXT's doing the UFC building.
Right. So it could. It's Vegas is kind of becoming, they're trying to become a hotbed for pro wrestling. It's never been a big wrestling town, but they're trying. I was trying to think how I was going to answer this one. Cause you know, I always go back to the original four, Revolution, Double or Nothing, All Out and in Full Gear. I think Revolution always puts on maybe the best show, but I think I got to agree with you, Paul. Something about Memorial Day weekend and Double or Nothing. It's a fun, nice 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
That's what
got me pumped. It was when you go back to the original four, it was the only one on a Sunday night. And, Majin, shut up.
And Majin asked, do you think they'd ever hold a pay-per-view in Canada again? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
I mean, call me whatever you want here, and Shep's not listening, so we're good. Foreign markets are doing really well for pro wrestling right now.
Yeah, I think. And Shep, I don't know if you saw that. Majin asked if we thought if AEW would ever hold a pay-per-view in Canada again. I think so.
They should.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they should.
Yeah.
And I was saying you'll probably call me a mark again, but foreign markets have been really hot for wrestling pay-per-views here lately.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. I think Tony was asked this on the media call the other day, if there's other places in the U.S. that he hasn't even ran, like a Dynamite or Collision at, that he wants to. And he said, yeah, there's plenty of places we haven't run a Dynamite, Collision, or pay-per-view at in the States and outside the States that we'd love to get to. So there's plenty more places that on his list.
I think AEW would be a big spot in Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just because
of AAA tie-in?
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, just because of all their outside resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, there's got to be some there is big arenas in Mexico. So they could definitely, put some asses in the seats there. So,
oh, absolutely. I think, honestly, if AEW would run more out-of-state pay-per-views, I think they would be filling arenas faster. I think Wembley was definitely that look at what you can do outside of the States.
Yeah. I agree.
If you look outside the lower 48, throw Mexico. You got Mexico. You got Puerto Rico, right?
Mm-hmm.
And rich history there in Puerto Rico. And then you got to go overseas to England, London, whatever, all that shit. We've seen WWE shows in Japan, in that area. I think you could really capitalize because of the connection with New Japan and AEW over there. So I think you could make some money over there.
Yeah, I think the thing for pay-per-views going overseas that they're worried about is time difference. Yeah. I think that's one thing about WrestleMania for WWE, why they haven't done it yet. I think they will. I think they'll definitely do England because John Cena came out and teased the crowd about a year ago. So I think eventually they will, but they got to get the time difference figured out, especially for something that big. So,
well, when you have a streaming device like WWE,
any other thoughts, boys?
It doesn't matter, right?
Right. Right. Tanner went all blurred. There he is.
My internet's all over the place.
Did you hear me, Tanner?
No, you cut out.
I said, when you have a streaming device like the Peacock, it doesn't matter.
True.
When the pay-per-view starts, because if you want to, crack you a beer and have a burger and watch it at 7 p.m. when it really started at, 1 p.m., you can do that nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I was laughing. Some guys, some other podcasts I listen to, some wrestling podcasts, they're all on the West Coast. So the pay-per-view today start at 10 a.m. their time. They call them McGriddles pay-per-views because they're eating breakfast while they're watching the pay-per-view.
There's nothing wrong with McGriddle. I love McGriddle.
Not at all. Yeah. Majin said you're a mark, Paul.
Oh.
why is Majin always all over Paul? Is it me or is he always picking on
Paul? Paul's the only one who gets the Majin reference.
He was picking on Shep last week.
God, Majin, you and I should be on a team, dude.
That's because
Majin is.
I was probably making fun of Canadians, right?
I think you were.
Yeah.
And I think Goku and Vegeta could take down Majin even easier nowadays.
See, I know who Goku and Vegeta are, so. All right, I know those two.
I do too.
Oh my God. We hadn't had one of those tonight. You do one of those next Sunday, you might get an interesting reaction.
Okay, so
two beard boys.
So we got the two beard boys in between two beards. We got Pluggo and Sluggo. Sluggo, right? What's two PJ? Is that what you said?
JPJ.
JPJ.
Yeah.
I just broke my wife's pen.
Well, that's not very nice. You're in the doghouse.
Yeah.
You're an easy target, Paul. That's what Majin said.
You ain't getting any loving tonight, Paul.
Glad you think I'm an easy target, Majin. Just wait. If I don't win that title, you'll see what happens next week.
Little Rip Ryerson Jr. coming out.
Oh, worse than him.
Senior?
No.
Okay.
No. God, we don't need no freaking old man on here. God, washed up cheapskate.
J2J, huh?
He sounds like
one of those
JPJ.
Who was the dumb clowns that got in wrestling?
Doink. ICP?
No. Yeah. What was his name? Too Dope. Too Dope.
Violent J and Shaggy Too Dope.
Yeah, Shaggy Too Dope. J2 Shaggy Too Dope. He sounds like him.
Oh man, are you sure you want him here next week?
Hey, didn't Shaggy Too Dope get involved with NWA recently?
I don't know. I haven't followed them.
I think he did, which is embarrassing.
Look, I collected the first six Joker cards, and that was it.
Do you drink Faygo Pop?
No, I'm not a juggalo. I just enjoyed their music.
Fake, actually, it's really kind of good. I enjoy
it
that.
Is. I just,
yeah,
I don't drink it a whole lot. I'm a Mountain Dew guy or tonight tea.
Look at this guy.
I'm drinking tea tonight.
Look at your buddy to the right here.
I got the Canadian kick, I can't talk. Canada Dry for the learning tree. He's got to help me keep this title tomorrow night.
I had to look to my left. Remember, it's reverse. I looked right and I went, that didn't look good on camera. So I had to.
That's
an idiot.
Yeah. Wow. Did you call him did you call Tanner an idiot?
No. I'm calling myself one because you said to your right and I looked right. Knowing that it's reversed because it's the camera. I had to look to my left and I knew that.
I mean, I know we're all friends here and we can have a lot of shit talk, but I thought Paul came out and called him an idiot right off the bat. Like,
no.
I love it, Paul.
No. Yeah.
That's okay. No. Hey, next week we got Shaggy Too Dope and Red Bush Beard. So it's gonna be fun.
Eric Rowan's not joining the podcast next week.
No, I thought
Redwood's Big Bill now.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, because they're all trees.
Yep, because the carpets match the drapes.
Oh, so Majin's a mark.
Actually, you know what? I kind of like Majin a lot.
He's a KOP mark.
He is, which we all appreciate.
I'm sure he's probably bought more KOP merchandise than Shep has.
Oh, probably true.
I need to put in an order. That reminds me, I need to put in a new order.
So do I. In due time.
Yeah,
in due time.
I got a title to defend first.
Yeah, you got a title to drop.
I tell you what, when I win this title tomorrow night, I'll have a hefty order.
All right.
Because can we get a Shep is the champ shirt?
If great. You win it, sure. If you win it, I'll make it.
I'll, you yeah, know what, I'll, if, I'll,
I'll buy it for everybody, and they have to wear it at least once.
All right.
All right. I'm not losing, so that's all right.
Yeah, Tanner can't lose because then he's got to remake his shirt. He was Tanner, too cheesy to come up with his own catchphrase. So it's Tanner, what, 319? The champ is here.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Meltzer lover.
He loves Dave Meltzer.
No, I don't. It's weird.
Although I always get distracted masks up there.
But why do you put the
are
background
those lucha
like
masks?
Because like, it drives you nuts.
It does.
Exactly.
Tanner are name. Those lucha masks?
Those are definitely lucha masks.
Hey, this is Tanner and Dave Meltzer.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry. Was that inappropriate? Wow. On
the last 20 minutes have just gone off the rails.
What do you expect? We're trying to wrap this up for 20 minutes.
Is that what we were doing? We were trying to wrap things up? I didn't know that. I thought we were just having fun.
I don't care. Okay. Hold on.
You don't have to work tomorrow, Tanner. It's fine.
You're right. That's true. It's true.
Wrestler of the week. Let's go, Tanner.
Ooh. I got to even remember what happened. Wrestler of the week. God, what was the... Oh, Satnam Singh.
He still has not lost.
Put on an entertaining match against Bryan Danielson. Looked better than he had before. Satnam Singh.
Go ahead, Paul.
Copeland.
That's a good pick. You know what? Good job, Paul.
I loved the turn. The promo tonight was absolutely fantastic about, you know, you took the one thing that kept me tied to reality, referencing his wedding ring, the blood drop on Wednesday night. It was
fantastic. Shout out to the blood drop guy. He wasn't the guy from WCW 2000.
Hey, you know what? Good job, Paul. At least you had a reasoning for what came out of your mouth, unlike your cohort to the right.
Tanner did. You just didn't hear it because you threw your headphones. I thought you quit for a second. Because it
was you know what? I there's no reasoning behind that.
Man, I'm getting your guys' head tonight. Getting everybody fired up.
No, you're not in my head.
There's nothing there.
You're the last thing I would ever think about.
Boy, man, I have a really good analogy, but I don't think it's appropriate. So we're gonna skip that.
The learning tree. Majin's right.
Yeah, fuck the learning tree. Really? You know, fuck off Majin. Fuck the learning tree. Fuck Big Bill. Fuck Jericho and his stupid fake ass smile. Yeah, fuck off. Anyways.
He had to start when I was taking a drink, so I couldn't get over there fast enough.
Sorry, Paul. I was a little calculated there. Wrestler of the week for me, Dax Harwood.
That's
a surprise.
Yeah, I know.
Never have guessed that. Wow. I don't think you've ever picked him before, Shep.
Hey, look, the promo he gave at the end of Collision was great. It was better than any promo we saw all week.
It's the only part of Collision I didn't see.
Was it better than Sanjay breaking the table with his hands Wednesday night?
Fuck Sanjay. He smells like curry.
Wow.
You really should have picked Karen Jarrett just to throw him off.
Actually, Karen Jarrett's little outfit was not bad. She looked pretty good. But fucking Jeff Jarrett at 79 years old. He should have taken the fucking pin.
He's still great.
You know what? He is. Good for him.
Hey, he's doing better than some people his age.
Very true.
That's true. Hey, how about Sting's son?
Supposedly
taking a little training, maybe make a little debut.
Training with Darby, and Darby's making him camp out in the tent in his yard.
Jesus.
Darby's something Darby. Else. Hey,
I didn't see that part.
He's literally camping out in a tent at Darby's.
Get used to the cold temperatures.
I don't know. Darby's probably like, dude, this is how I was homeless at one time. This is how I was brought up.
This
training
is how I lived. And this is what made me.
Next thing we do, we're going to walk in front of a bus.
Yes.
I don't.
And then go watch a show on Broadway.
So what is Darby going to do tomorrow, guys? Is he going to like light himself on fire?
He's going to bring that flamethrower.
Tomorrow night.
It's the only thing left.
I mean, he's going to do something.
Well.
Danielson even said he's worried what Darby's going to do tomorrow.
He's going to throw himself off of the top of the arena. They're going to put a special little hole at the top of it, and he's going to jump through it and land on somebody.
So they're in Vegas.
Yes.
The highest point in Vegas is at the Stratosphere. Okay.
Yeah. Anarchy in the arena. They're going to drag him to the Stratosphere, and Darby's going to jump off the top.
Well, I mean, the Stratosphere has multiple amusements because they know they're the highest in Vegas. So Darby and the Stratosphere are going to be in the picture tomorrow. It's got to be.
My anxiety is going to be through the roof.
Okay, Tanner, what's worse? Wondering what Darby's going to do to himself, or watching Sting do a flip off of everything.
Yeah. And for a while, it was even Danielson matches that gave me anxiety.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. Even though this is the match he got hurt in last year. Got a concussion.
Yes.
I think it was Sting. Because Darby's just a crazy son of a buck. But whenever Sting took a bump, I got real nervous. Like a big bump. Given his history. But yes, Darby's going to do something just stupid tomorrow. Just dumb. Just... I can't wait.
Show of the week.
Dynamite.
Shep.
Rampage.
I didn't even watch Rampage.
I didn't either.
I knew you didn't.
I watched very, very little Collision, okay? I mean, I fast-forward the shit through it.
Dodge a bus, you can touch Mojo.
I love the dodgeball reference.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dynamite just because of my lack of experience of a Collision.
Yep, so. Me too.
Okay.
I'll give Dynamite a 7-8.
I give Dynamite a 6-2.
Well, I'm going to be different. I'm going Collision.
You watch the thing start to finish, right?
All but the promo at the end. I didn't make the promo.
What happened in the promo?
I came in here and got ready.
Oh. I finished. I thought Dax's promo was what fucking made it. But go ahead.
Okay. Look, every time I've watched a show to the end and we go right after a show, I open my laptop and it says, hey, we're going to do some updates. So I always... If we're doing it right after a show, I normally the main event match ends and I'm running to the other room.
Okay.
Just because I don't trust my laptop.
It's fair enough.
But I'm going to give AEW a rating overall for the week at 7-1. Just the entire week building up to Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing. Where it all began, again.
Where I become champ.
Paul.
Again.
Nope. I can't wait till Paul or I take that title, the Kurt Hennig lookalike title, because he's got the white back strap on that belt.
I was thinking more the Cody IC title.
I mean,
which I have downstairs because my son stole it from me.
I'm older than you, Paul, so when I see a white belt, I think of Kurt Hennig and the Intercontinental title. So,
well, that's why Cody turned it white, is to reference the old times.
Yeah, but I'm older than you. That's why I brought it up.
I know. I know you are. And you probably Tanner saw more of the yellow Intercontinental than I did.
Oh, yeah. Multiple colors, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be fun watching you guys try.
It's going to be fun trying to watch you win.
I'm going to enjoy it.
You're going down.
Actually, it's going to be really lopsided, actually, looking at her picks.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting blown out of the water.
Somebody's getting really blown out of the water. Yep. So
if Mox loses, I'm not even going to keep score anymore.
It's probably a good point. If I'm in trouble if Cope loses, I think. So
if Mox loses, no, you only picked one for.
Yeah, Cope. but you guys had Malachi for eight. That's what I'm saying. That's
yeah.
If Mox loses, you have to do
something with Malachi. You have to.
I was ready until tonight, but still, I was only going to go Malachi one, so still wouldn't have been that big a difference.
If Mox loses, watch the Kicking Out podcast social media for the video where I turn.
All right.
Because I will cut a promo. Tomorrow night or Monday night
at Paul Zartman 87.
Yes.
There you go.
Don't you turn on us, Paul.
Well, then Moxley better win.
He's not.
All right. If it comes to Fulton County, I may not. As long as it's not in Fort Wayne.
I'm looking forward to a heel Paul next week when we have the. Between two beard boys, Pluggo and JPJ on.
I'll be nice to them. They did nothing wrong to me.
And we're gonna do our normal time, 8:30 on Sunday.
8:30 on Sunday. We're back on Sunday next week. So
not gonna drink until 8:30 on Sunday.
Morning.
Damn it, Paul. You didn't have to like throw me out there. I mean, I normally have a little Bloody Mary with my breakfast, like, you know. I cook breakfast every Sunday morning for the fam, so...
Yeah, and then you have one drink for every hole of golf you play.
I mean, not really.
Wow.
But
that's a lot.
Maybe a sip, but Jesus, yeah, Paul, you made me sound like a...
I didn't say it was a full drink. It could have been,
You made me sound like a fucking degenerate. Cheers.
All right, Paul.
And with that, be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Check out the Kicking Out Shop at kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to go to buy some great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look fantastic doing so. Listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And if that happens to be Apple Podcasts, leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to follow Austin Shepherd at the Shep 27. Be sure to follow the soon to be former ex KOP predictions champion at Tanner Lee 92. Follow myself at Paul Zartman 87. It changed, so it's 87 now. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as that title sits over my shoulder and we kick out yet another podcast.